It's the Dr. Decker White Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
We are on Quack Watch Alert. Are these bioidentical hormones fake? Is it just hormones, synthetic hormones, just put into a package and sent out? Or can it be really that different? I mean, aren't hormones just basically hormones? Or is this just a way for doctors to make money rather than pharmaceutical companies, and for compounding pharmacists to make money rather than the big companies out there? Is this just a bunch of quackery? Well, like all Quack Watch topics, it probably depends on which viewpoint. When the Women's Health Initiative came out, this was a study, and it talked about Premarin and other drugs like it, and it showed a very clear, distinct link to cancer. And it's something that we suspected. We suspected that the synthetic hormones, now, listeners, this may be disturbing. Premarin stands for pregnant mare urine, meaning that that's how they manufactured these hormones. It was literally impregnating the horses, and then the horses peeing out these hormones. And in the words of Alan Gaby and Jonathan Wright, two very, very smart gentlemen, physicians, even the horses didn't want it. They peed it out. But that's what they did. It was a very cruel way to make a medicine, by keeping in horses pregnant mares, keeping them impregnated and making medicine that way. But we do want to separate that from the science. And at the end, that pregnant mare urine was causing cancer. Also, at the time, women are starting to live longer, and women are having more and more hormonal problems related to estrogens in the environment, soys, plastics. And they're getting, 20 to 80% of women are getting uterine fibroids, ovarian cancer. We're learning about genetic risk at the time, and we're removing these organs due to bleeding and pain and suffering. And women are now making no hormone. Their adrenals are not kicking in to make the postmenopausal estrogens that they need. And we gave them synthetic. We then gave them cancer. But now women are in a rock and a hard place. Do I suffer and risk bone loss and broken hips and all sorts of conditions because I don't have estrogen? Or do I risk cancer? And this was an unacceptable quandary for people in natural medicine. So a guy named Marcus Lowe, and people don't know Marcus. Marcus Lowe is a naturopathic physician out in California. And Marcus was the one who coined and helped get bioidentical hormones off of the ground. Simply what they are is they are identical to what your body makes. And the theory, now there was no research when this started, hence here come the quack watchers, right? The theory was that because it's bioidentical, it's safer. And so compounding pharmacists started to make this stuff, and the business of bioidentical hormones has just blown up. And women are now being faced with, do I do synthetic, which I know can cause cancer, or do I do bioidentical, which I don't have any idea about? Now, in 2005, now it's a while ago, 8 years ago, okay, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists stepped in, and they said a couple of things. One is there's no scientific evidence to support claims of increased efficacy or safety for bioidentical estrogens, progesterones, and testosterones. Now, to my knowledge, they have not released a more up-to-date statement. And as a matter of fact, in 2007, based on the recommendation of the ACOG, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists, Aetna said that they would no longer cover, in other words, ensure bioidentical hormones as well as compounded pharmaceutical things like thyroid. So in 2007, the Aetna stepped in and said, hey, we're not going to cover this stuff at all. Now, we're thinking in natural medicine during this time, they're not going to cover the stuff that might not cause cancer, but they're going to cover the stuff that we know does. So it was a little screwy for us, but hey, it's not for me to say anything about what the FDA insurance companies do. They're their own planet. In 2008, the FDA ordered 7 compounding pharmacies that they listed to stop making claims about bioidentical hormones. And I agreed with that. When bioidenticals first came out, people were saying, hey, this stuff cures cancer. This stuff prevents this. This stuff does that. Now we're to 2013. And the question is where is this stuff at? Well, in 2013, Moore Magazine sent out identical prescriptions for Triest, or it's a bioidentical one, to different patients, and found out that 67 to 89% of these patients that received these bioidentical hormones didn't know what was in them. And when they looked at the quality of what was in the bioidentical hormones, they were compounded poorly. So in 2013, we're still not even doing bioidentical hormones correctly. We are not making them at the compounding facilities correctly, and patients are just taking them and hoping for the best. Now, that clearly doesn't jive, meaning in 2007, you've got insurance companies stopping the coverage. You got the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and they are slamming their fists down saying, no, don't cover these things. There's no proof that they're safe. And there's no proof that they're efficacious. Now, the rest of the story. Since then, that gap 2007 to 2013, when done properly, we do know a couple things. One is that they are just as efficacious as a synthetic, meaning if you need to cool off from hot flashes, bioidentical will do it. If you have challenges with vaginal dryness, bioidentical will do it. If you have low testosterone men and you rub the creams on or do the bioidentical, you can fix the low testosterone level. You can do it by injection. You can do a cream. You can do it under the tongue. Multiple methods. Some doctors do the pellets. I'm not a big pellet fan, but a lot of doctors like these pellets. We do know they're efficacious. We do know that. As far as whether it causes cancer or not is the problem. We honestly, I mean, I've looked at some trials and some data, but we're not dealing with a synthetic that a drug company can patent. These big giant studies that they ran on the Women's Health Initiative and things, they're just not going to be run on bioidentical hormones to those degrees. Do bioidentical hormones cause as much cancer, less or more, than conventional or synthetic ones, the ones that are insurance covered? The answer is we don't know. However, I think that they cause significantly less cancer, and I think that they actually can protect you from cancer, and here's why. Number one, they're bioidentical. Your body recognizes them. Number two, if you go to a qualified doctor to prescribe them, the follow-up is much, much more rigorous than it is with synthetic hormones. If you start them, you will follow up in 3 months, in 6 months, and then minimum every year, but probably every 6 months, you will get your hormones checked to see if they are safe. Bioidentical hormones can cause cancer, but we can monitor your labs to see if you are going in that direction. It's not perfect. Nothing is. The perfect thing is never needing a hysterectomy and going through menopause naturally and never having a hot flash. But it just doesn't happen as much now because of our environment and the environmental toxins. So summarize that. Bioidentical hormones are studied and we know they can work just as well as the synthetics. We don't have data to know whether they are safe or safer. However, as an integrative cardiologist, understanding that low testosterone and bad estrogens add to cardiovascular risk and add to cardiovascular problems, I have to use bioidentical hormones to mitigate risk. Therefore, yes, I believe that bioidentical hormones help prevent heart disease. I believe bioidentical hormones help prevent cancer. I would stand by my 20 years in this industry to do that. Listeners, we can't always wait for big mega studies. You have to start to use your own brains and go synthetic, we know causes cancer, bioidentical. If monitored properly, the doctors who are prescribing them think that they're safe. The only risk is not doing anything at all. And now we even know that there's a risk when you go with hypotestosterone, hypoestrogenism, those symptoms can actually lead to other things. So Quackwatch says bioidentical hormones, A+, but you got to get to a doctor that's qualified to prescribe them. And you've got to make sure you follow up with labs. And I think these bioidentical hormones are wonderful. Quackwatch, I think we should send that over to the synthetics. Get rid of the Premarin. Get into your doctor that prescribes compounded, bioidentical, natural hormones. And we don't need to quack about that. We can brag about that. And that's how we roll at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.